for changing the tape there, you said that you did use a vest, right? And what?
Well, now, when he dressed up, he used the vest, because I can remember, I can just see today, his pocket watch. From one vest pocket and the chain, and then the fob of his chain over in this other vest pocket.
Mm-hmm. And how about, how did he hold up his trousers?
With suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear galluses?
Galluses, that's what Papa called it, galluses. Right. One suspenders.
And how you used the word overalls when you were talking about the washing. Did you use the word jeans?
No,
if so,
no.
Is that a, it must
that's
be
a new,
recent,
what year did it come into being? We didn't know anything about jeans back in those days.
Everything was overalls.
Overalls. Our breeches.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That was my experience, and overalls would be either pants without a bib or with a bib.
Well, now, most of the time we think of overalls, we think of them coming up with the bibs, with these straps coming over and hooking here.
Mm-hmm. How about just blue denim trousers?
They were just breeches.
Breeches.
Weren't they, Izzy?
Yeah.
And if somebody, if a boy had his breeches pockets full of things he'd found, stones and all sorts of things, you'd say, well, look at his pockets. What?
Bulging.
Bulging out. Mm-hmm. And how about if you boil a new shirt in hot water, sometimes you have trouble getting the collar button. You say, well, it
shrunk.
Shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
Drew up.
Well, that's, I hope you enjoy this 1/10 of what.
I'm having fun. And back to the washing, you talking about the lye soap, we'd take a knife and go out there and cut the bar of lye soap up into the water, boiling water in the kettle, and it would melt up. And then on the rub board, we had, you know, there's a little place up here on the rub board, I don't know whether you know or not, but you'd lay your bar of soap, and you'd rub some of that soap on this rub part of it, and then scrub your clothes with that. And maybe if there's a real dirty spot, you'd take the bar of soap and rub on that real dirty spot.
That's correct.
But to boil it in the kettle, we cut it up with a knife.
I see. And if I understand, you boiled it, then you rubbed it, then you boiled it.
That's right. Uh-huh. Now, let's see. We rubbed it, and then boiled it.
I'll show you boil that soap.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I made that.
I made it for the Obion County Fair last year. And we called the Old Country Store, and I didn't have enough made. I sold it for a quarter a bar, and it went like hotcakes.
Is that right?
He laid that out in the wash kettle.
Uh-huh.
He helped me make it.
It's got a very, it's got a fresh, in fact, it smells like ivory, doesn't it? I suppose ivory deliberately
probably
made their soap at the same
time. You can't buy marijuana now, though.
And there's no way to make it.
And there's no wood ashes like we used to have in our stoves. I think our merchant out here at Elbridge got in a case the other day, so it is kind of hard to get, but you can get it occasionally.
Would coal ash work?
No, I don't think so. Had to be wood ash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to switch over to some questions about foods.
Okay.
What, did you have a word for foods?
Vittles.
All of them together?
Vittles. Put the vittles on the table.
And if you ate between meals, what was that?
That's just eating between meals.
Would you call it a bite or a...
A bite. You wouldn't call it a snack because we didn't, I don't think we used the term snack until later.
Mm-hmm. And if you cooked a lot, and then served it a second time,